Hi there. It's been quite a while since there's been anything new on this site. The latter part of 2019 and the whole of 2020 so far has been quite a year, and not in a good way. Life has thrown the world some curved balls, and while, touch wood, those of us in the part of Australia where I live have been lucky relative to our brothers and sisters in Victoria, and the whole country has been lucky relative to those in many other parts of the world, we have not come through unscathed. My heart goes out to all of those who've been sick or lost loved ones over the past year. The aged care facilities have been particularly hard hit, and many people have lost those last precious years or months of their lives with families and loved ones. I remind myself of this when I hear reports that mention that it is only mainly the elderly that tend to die from this awful virus. Every life is precious. On a more positive note, while there's still a little way to go, the news on the treatment and vaccine front is looking promising. So I'm wishing everyone well and keeping my fingers crossed for an effective vaccine soon. But there are enough podcasts and discussions around the dreaded COVID-19 virus, so I'm not here to talk any more about that today. Before all the disruption, there had been a number of kind and interesting people who had expressed an interest in contributing to this podcast. I'm hoping to re-establish contact in the coming weeks so that those who are willing and able to meet with me have the opportunity to do so. Each person offers a unique perspective, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting. One of the things that I would like to include in the coming weeks is discussion on writing, storytelling, and the arts generally. As a writer myself, I've had the opportunity to meet with many wonderful storytellers and artists over the years. While the arts that I'm referring to include the written and spoken word, I'm also talking about visual arts, music, film, and other creative endeavours. Creativity comes from everywhere, whether from leisure time or work, as the central part of a person's endeavour, or as a necessary orientation to problem-solving and innovation. Children allowed to play freely are naturally creative. I think it comes with curiosity to learn and experiment. As adults, creativity can be funneled into a wide range of pleasures and endeavours. Take a moment to think, and examples of daily creativity abound. Cooking and gardening, home decorators, quilters, knitters, builders, car restorers, everyday philosophers, and the list goes on. And think of volunteer work. Creativity has identified areas where there is a need, but no profit to be made, and some wonderful human beings have created volunteer services to meet the need. For this podcast, I've taken the view that when we take a moment to listen, we find that stories come from everywhere and that everyone has a story to tell. Over the coming weeks, you will hear some creative writing interspersed with interviews, and as the contributions grow, you'll have the opportunity to browse and choose those of interest to you. Thank you again for listening, and I look forward to growing this site along with those generous people who have contributed and who continue to do so. We'll be right back.